Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Saved by the Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes, making a trade can be a lot of fun. We sit down to each lunch with our classmates and notice that one of the items in our lunchbox is something we don't like. A friend may notice and say, "Want a trade? I'll give you something of mine for something of yours." That's fun. But other times, making a trade can be very hard for us. We go to the store and see something we want, but in order to have it, we have to pay for it. We are glad to get the item we love, but it's never free. The one thing in the whole world that God wants most for us is a relationship with Him. He was willing to pay any price and trade His most precious possession so that He would have us with Him in heaven forever. When we celebrate Trinity Sunday, we think of the amazing God that we have, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are three persons, yet one God, and each person of the Trinity is 100% committed to us. In John 3:16, we are able to realize just how much God was willing to give. We hear that God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, loved the world, and He loved the world so much. How much was the Father willing to give? Not a bank full of bills and coins, but His one and only Son. How far was the Son willing to go? He was more than a friend. He was our Savior, who sacrificed His own life on the cross for us. How much is the Holy Spirit willing to do? He spends every moment telling the world the amazing story of Jesus. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit work together so that everyone can believe in Jesus and enjoy heaven someday. Sometimes it's hard for us to make a trade because we don't want to lose out on things that are valuable to us. Other times it's easy for us to make a trade, as long as we get the thing that we really want. God made the most important trade ever. He exchanged His greatest possession, His Son Jesus, for our sins, so that He would get what He always wanted, you. What a trade God made to save us and bring us home to be with Him forever in heaven. We come before the Holy Trinity in prayer. God the Father, give us grace to walk in the light of Jesus' face. God the Son, give us a part in the hiding place of Jesus' heart. God the Spirit, so hold us up that we may drink of Jesus' cup. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.